From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Montego Bay St. James was abuzz with activity on Wednesday, September 21, as several residents, schools and agencies converged in the second city to commemorate International Peace Day. Find out more on today's edition of CSJP in 5. The Western Division of the Peace Management Initiative, PMI, in partnership with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, National Integrity Action, the church community, and other stakeholders, have spearheaded a march throughout the city of Montego Bay. The activity marks the commemoration of International Peace Day. Western Region Coordinator for CSJP, Edenique Stevenson, says the agency decided to partner with PMI and all the other stakeholders to celebrate International Day of Peace, mainly because of the upsurge of violence in St. James.
We partner in these efforts to build awareness and to send a message that more and more Jamaicans need to stand up and put an end to what is happening in our country. Agencies, civil society, church, residents in communities, everybody, we need to come together. We can't look to individuals to solve the problem or individual groups to solve the problem.
The march held under the theme Building Blocks for Peace is aimed at bringing lasting peace to every community in St. James that is affected by crime and violence. Celebrations spanning peace talks with residents, community groups, churches and stakeholders, and a poster competition for secondary schools all led to the highlight of the day, the Peace March. The march starts at Clock Tower on Barnett Street, moves to the Howard Cook Bevan Avenue intersection, along Gloucester Avenue, and the Overton Plaza, from where the final stop is Sam Sharp Square. Hundreds of persons, including several marching bands, schools and residents, are marching in solidarity of building a better Jamaica and changing the culture of violence. A resident of Montego Bay says they are grateful for the celebrations, as peace in the city is very important to them.
We have our children, we have our grandchildren, and I would like to see my grandchildren grow up in a peaceful environment where they can go out and we don't have to worry about them. I would like to see everyone just come together, the youth them, put down the gun, stop the killing, because it's not necessary, you know? Let's see if they can work out some other ways.
PMI Violence Interrupter for Canterbury, Reuben Robinson, says each person is responsible for the positive change they wish to see.
I was a gang member. I never used to go to school, so PMI sent me to school, and I'm shining now. So they know about me and my badness, what I used to do. So they see I'm a changed man. More of these intervention will keep some of these guys off the street. PMI, CSJP, I think they need some more. I want to see Mugi like 1 week without a man dead or a woman dead. Sake a gun. My vision is to see Mugi in a better way. No killing. Police and civilians living like they are one.
PMI Violence Interrupter Reuben Robinson. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.